I have found the most important things for being able to stay sane while working and homeschooling is to have some really solid, helpful routines, and I'm going to share mine with you today. Glue. It's messy, it's sticky, it gets everywhere, but it also can be really useful. For us working homeschool moms, when life gets chaotic or overwhelming, we don't need work-life balance because is that even truly possible? We need work-life glue. We need routines, tips, encouragement, and advice from fellow moms who are also living a working and homeschooling lifestyle to help us glue the pieces all together. I'm Sarah, a homeschooling mom to three little girls who is insanely passionate about helping other moms balance work and homeschool, and also encouraging moms on the fence that it truly is possible to do both. The Work-Life Glue podcast is for busy working homeschool moms to have a place to chat about this crazy, beautiful lifestyle. It's also for moms who desire to homeschool but need an income and don't know what to do. I'm here for you. I share my own wisdom and ideas and also interview fellow working homeschool moms because we all have so much to learn from one another. We definitely don't have any time to waste, so come on in, get comfy, and let's get started. Welcome to the Work-Life Glue podcast. I'm Sarah, working homeschool mom of three daughters. I am a huge lover of planning and time management, so there definitely will be lots of episodes on that topic in the future. But for today, I'm going to be sharing my favorite routines that help save my sanity. And while these may not all work exactly for your current situation or the season of life you're in, I just hope they will spark some ideas that you can incorporate into your day to make your days and weeks go a little bit smoother, because honestly, that's what we all can hope and pray for all day, but it can be really hard when juggling homeschooling and working. So one of my favorite things to do is to do some prep the night before. Nothing fancy, nothing crazy, and sometimes I skip it, but I find that when I do these things, my day starts off so much smoother, and I just feel like the day goes a lot better when I do a little of different things at the end of the day. So some of the things I do, we try to tidy the house at the end of the day as a family, or if we don't get to it, if it's like a busy night and there's stuff in the living room or stuff, you know, around the house, I will just, after the kids go to bed, run around the house for 5 or 10 minutes and just kind of tidy it up. So when I wake up, I'm not like, oh my gosh, the house is a mess. I also really, if I have time to, I really like to set out our homeschool stuff, mainly our like morning basket stuff, so our morning menus, our curriculum guide that I use for our Playful Pioneers curriculum, my kids' Awana books because they learn Awana verses that they go to Awana once a week, the handwriting books for my younger daughter that she does before we technically really start homeschool. I'll go read to my three-year-old to give her some one-on-one time, and my six-year-old will do her handwriting, so I like to set that on like a little basket. And then just any other things we might need for any activities, things like that. I like to just kind of look over the day. That's the nice thing about having a curriculum that's kind of laid out for you. I like to just gather any of the things we might need, if there's any separate read aloud books, picture books, things like that, or any craft items we need to get out. I like to get those out the day before if I can. And then I also just like to prep myself. I like to look through their phonics and math if I have time. If I don't, it's not the end of the world. But if I am really trying to be prepared, I will look through those just to see kind of what's coming up, so I at least know what I'm teaching. A lot of our curriculum is really open and go, but it's just nice to kind of get a sense of what you're doing the next day. Another thing I love to do is set my coffee pot. So I am doing a lot of fasting right now, intermittent fasting. So I don't always do this for 4 a.m. when I wake up, but I will set it for whenever I am going to have coffee. Just, I don't know what it is, but not having to make the coffee right before I drink it just is really exciting for me. It's really dumb, but I just like to do that as part of our like cleaning up the kitchen routine. I will get the coffee grounds in the coffee pot, fill it up with our filtered water, and then set it for whatever time I'm going to be drinking it, even if it's noon the next day. I just like to get that done, so it's one less thing I need to do during the craziness of our morning the next day. If we are going to be running errands or going to the library or any appointments, I like to, you know, make a list of everything we need and have that by my purse. Our library books, I like to get those ready and put by our door. Any other things that we need, I like to get those ready. If we have extracurriculars, I like to get those ready the night before, even if it's not happening till the next night. It's just really helpful to get that all corralled so you don't have to do it when the kids are up and everything's kind of crazy before you have to leave the house. So that's one of my favorite routines I have that really helps my day when I do actually do it. Another one is cleaning after every meal. Now, some people might just naturally do this. Some people might like to wait until the end of the day to like do the dishes and clean up the kitchen and that kind of thing. We kind of do, we just like to do it every single meal. I do watch kids before and after school in addition to my own. And so our kitchen and dining room get a lot more use. But even when I wasn't doing that, it's just a habit we really like doing. So for us, this means after every meal, breakfast, lunch, snack, and supper, because we're home for pretty much all of those meals every day, we all will, the kids will scrape their plates into the garbage or the sink, depending, and then put their stuff in the dishwasher. I usually run the dishwasher twice a day because with extra kids for breakfast, it is usually full by lunchtime. So I'll run that twice a day. We clean all the surfaces. So my kids help clean like the island, the counters, and the dining table. And then we have like our Shark sweeper vacuum that one of the kids will usually use or I will use depending on what's happening. And then that's pretty much it. But just doing that every single time really keeps the whole house clean. Because if you think of how many crumbs fall on the floor during meals with kids, and then if you don't clean it up, they're tracking that all over the house. It's just not a great thing. And so it keeps the whole house clean. And it's just so nice because we homeschool in our dining room. The kids often will sit at the counter on the island in the kitchen. I'm like doing stuff, activities with them all day that often require us to be in the kitchen or the dining room. And so not having all this stuff from our meals out all day until the end of the day is just really nice because we can easily use our spaces without having to like move stuff around or clean before we do them. It's just clean as a cycle, as part of our routine. Another thing I really like doing is planning the entire week at one time. Now, I know some people who will plan for the next day, the night before, and that's great. I just find for me, with the amount of things I'm juggling, which I'm sure you are too, if you're working and homeschooling and you're a mom and you're probably doing other things, maybe with your church or with some kind of organization, maybe you have family members you help care for or something like that, it can be extremely overwhelming. And for me, I just find even if life is pretty like normal, I just feel by usually Wednesday or Thursday, I am already thinking about the next week and kind of like feeling a little worried of like, when am I going to get all the stuff done that I have planned? And so what I like to do is by Wednesday, usually I will plan for the next week. And so I plan out every single day, not too detailed, but I just plan out like, I write down what my husband's schedule is because that changes every week. So that at least takes some of the pressure off of me knowing what his schedule will be. I plan out like our appointments and extracurriculars and anything that is planned out for the week, I will plan that. I plan what homeschool activities we're doing on certain days. Sometimes I have to shift things around so that I don't have to worry about anymore. And then I usually have a whole list of like work, you know, home business items or anything I need to do for watching kids, my daycare before and after school. If there's any tasks I need to do for that, I usually have a list on the next week that I just jot things down on throughout the week when I think of like, oh, I need to run that to the library or, oh, I need to send out that email or whatever it may be, record that podcast episode. I will write a list throughout the week that I just kind of dump whatever it is that I need to do. So I will remember when it comes time to plan. And I use that list for planning out my week. So there's typically certain things I do on certain days. So I'll write those in. And then the rest of the things I just kind of split over the 5 days of the, you know, work week. And then after that is done, I just feel this huge weight lifted of no more stress of like what I need to do the next week because it's all written down. So I don't have to worry about it anymore. So this just really helps me. It's not like I have to plan out the entire week at one time, but I just notice that if I don't do this, I get really stressed because I'm carrying it all in my mind, which is not a good place for me to carry it because there's so many thoughts going at all times. And I feel so much better when I write things down. So I really like to plan one whole week at a time. I often will move things around, but just having it written down guarantees I won't forget because I look at my planner so much throughout the day and I can easily move things. But once it's written down, it no longer has to live in my brain anymore. Another routine that really helps me is just doing one laundry load a day. I used to have like a very specific system I would use, but now with 3 kids and juggling everything I'm juggling, I just grab a load every day. It's always random. It's just kind of whatever's full at the time. I don't have like the kids on Monday and me on Tuesday and whatever. I don't really do that. I just grab a load and throw it in at the beginning of the day. Or if I remember, I'll do it at the end of the day and delay it for the morning. I don't have like a system for when I put it away or any of that. Sometimes it sits in the basket for a day or two. That's okay. If you want it to be a more specific system, you can do that. But I just find I don't like laundry. So just getting it done is good. And then if I have time to put it away, I will. But just having that one load a day every day just makes sure that everything gets washed. Some days I do a few more loads if I have time, or if we got behind for some reason, because I'm not a robot and life happens. And sometimes I do skip if lots of things are happening or if I forget. But in general, I try to make it part of my morning routine. I will get ready. And then as I go to take the dog out in the morning, I will throw a load of laundry in because it's right next to our door. So that is another routine that really helps me. Also, I talked about this in my very first episode, episode one, about breakfast prep. But if you didn't listen to that one or forgot, I just want to quickly share about this. So this is something I've been doing for a few years now. Every weekend, we make at least one bulk breakfast. So this might be things like protein pancakes, protein waffles, protein muffins, egg bites, granola bars, egg sandwiches, egg muffins, and basically anything you can make in bulk and then freeze. We've done sheet pan pancakes, burritos before. My kids aren't huge on those, so I don't make those a lot, but those are just different things you could make. Just look up like bulk breakfast, bulk freezable breakfast that you could make. And then I also typically make a huge batch of scrambled eggs, like a whole dozen eggs or a whole dozen hard-boiled eggs. And the eggs will go in the fridge and we eat throughout the next few days because I do watch kids before school and after school. I usually throw some eggs onto a couple of their breakfasts. And then I like to eat hard-boiled eggs and my kids as well for lunches as well or snacks. And so those stay in the fridge and then we eat, you know, some eggs and one whatever we made in bulk. Let's say pancakes, we'll eat that Saturday when we made it. And then all the extra, because I use a whole box of Kodiak cake mix for these, I have a lot of extra. And so I will just let those kind of cool down and then I'll put them on paper plates and put them in gallon freezer bags, throw them in the freezer, and then that's usually enough to last for the rest of the month if we have it one day a week. And so you do that one week, the next week you do waffles, the next week you do egg bites, the next week you do like protein muffins. And now you have four different breakfasts on rotation that you can have 4 days a week once you've been doing this for a whole month and then you repeat the cycle. So at all times, we pretty much have four different breakfasts in the freezer that were homemade, healthy, protein packed that we can pull out and just heat up very quickly in the mornings. And this helps me because I do watch kids before school. So by 6:45, I have to have breakfast ready and for up to like nine kids sometimes. And so this really helps me, but this can also work well even if you don't have something like that. If you're working even later in the day, just having less time to cook in the morning, it saves time. It helps you get into like the meat of your actual day a lot faster. And it's just one less meal to have to worry about because if you're like me, you feel like you're the lunch lady, but you're not just the lunch lady. You're the breakfast lady, the snack lady, the supper lady, all food related things. You are the lady. And so it's just nice to not have to worry about one meal a day. Piggybacking off of that, I also, because I am the meal lady and I'm sure you are too, I like to meal plan every single meal. And I know this isn't fun. Maybe it is for you. I absolutely hate meal planning. It's just something I don't enjoy doing. So it seems counterintuitive that I plan every meal. But because I don't like doing it, it helps me just like a lot of things. I batch this. I try to plan out my whole month of meals, not every single meal, but I plan out all of our lunches and all of our suppers for the month. Do I ever change it? Yes, of course. Things pop up and I don't feel like that meal one day or whatever. But I like to plan that all out for the month because I hate doing it. So I only have to do that once a month or 12 times a year. And then every week I go in and I just add to it our breakfast and our snacks. Breakfast, I usually do on a 2-week rotation. I know what we're having, so that's really helpful. I just kind of fill it in. And then snacks, I pretty much stick to the same things every single week, or I switch a few things up, but it's pretty boring, which is easy for me. And then I also, because I'm switching to a more like ketogenic diet to some extent, I'm trying to eat fewer carbs. So I like to plan out my lunches as well, so that I try to basically all of us eat the same thing. But for my lunches, I like to plan those out, so I'm not likely to indulge in things I don't want to be indulging in. And I know I make sure, you know, I buy everything I need because I've planned for everything that we need. So I know growing up, my mom never liked to meal plan. She just has a fully stocked pantry, a fully stocked fridge, and a fully stocked freezer at all times, so she can kind of make any of her recipes at any time to some degree. And that's fun, but that also means she has to decide what to make every single meal, every single day, at the time that she has to decide. And I just really don't like having to make more decisions during the day than I already have to. I just find I get like decision fatigue. Is that a thing? I'm sure that's a phrase already, but it's really exhausting to have to make so many decisions a day. And so not having to decide what to eat for each meal, because I've already decided it once a month, and then I go in every week and fill in the details, it just really saves me a lot of time and a lot of brain power that I could be using for other things. Also, a little bonus, it helps with the kids complaining, because they don't blame me that we're not having their favorite food that day. They just blame the meal plan. And so it's a win-win. Another routine that I love is having my 4 a.m. morning time, which is my me time and my work time. I have been doing this now for 6 years, where I get up at 4 a.m. I started it right after my second daughter was born, a couple months into her being alive. And of course, like, I took a break when I had my third daughter and when I was pregnant with her, because I was super tired and sick at the beginning. So don't hear this and think, oh my gosh, I have to get up at 4 a.m. even though I'm pregnant and sick, or I have some kind of chronic illness, or I'm just not a morning person. That's okay. But just take with this and maybe apply it to a different part of your day. But I just absolutely love the morning. I love that it's dark. I love that it's quiet. I love that everybody's sleeping. And nobody, for the most part, bothers me. Of course, there are times where I get interrupted, but in general, it is a time where I am very rarely interrupted, and I can really just focus on myself, the day, and any tasks I want to get done. So for me, what I typically do when I get up is I fill out my bullet journal. That's like my habit trackers and my gratitude. I pray, and then I read my Bible, so that I feel like my mind and my soul are just prepared for the day, and I fit that in right away so that I don't forget. And then I typically get some work done. So I have 2 Etsy shops, so I'll fulfill some orders then. I will plan podcast episodes, edit them, work on products, plan content, edit reels, you name it, like any business stuff I do during that time. I usually have like a solid hour of work time after I do like my Bible stuff. And I just love this. And I find not only am I getting work done that I wouldn't probably get done any other time, because I'm really not productive at night. I say I'm worthless after 7 p.m., which is pretty much true. I am just also such a nicer mom when I get this time. I find that when I wake up with my kids, I'm crabby. I feel like I'm already exhausted right away, because I love my kids, but it's very draining. I'm an introvert, so literally it's draining my energy to be a mom sometimes. And as much as I love it, it's just so helpful to really fill my cup with that time alone, so I have more to give to them and I don't feel drained by them at the beginning of the day. It just can be a really great thing. You could apply this though to the night, or a pocket of time in the day, or just a couple days a week. It doesn't have to be 4 a.m. It could be whatever time works for you, but that's just what works for our early to bed, early to rise family. Another thing, piggybacking off of that, is that I like to get ready before the kids get up and before the day really begins. So after I have my morning time, I will head downstairs to the bathroom and get ready. And obviously, everybody has a different flow to their day and different time constraints, but because my first job of being a daycare provider before and after school starts at 6:45 a.m., I don't really have time until about 12:30 p.m. to get away and get ready. So I like to just do it right away. But even if we don't have anywhere to go on the weekends, I just like to get up before my kids and get ready because I just find, first of all, I feel good about myself, that I look my best. You know, for the most part, I'm not like getting super dolled up, but I look presentable in a way that I feel comfortable. I feel ready to leave the house at any time. I don't feel like I would have to go get ready to leave. If somebody showed up at my house, I'm not feeling weird about it. I'm not in pajamas or whatever. And I just feel like, you know, homeschooling isn't necessarily a job, but I like to bring that same energy I would to a job. I like to bring to my home and my businesses because they are my job. And so I feel frumpy and like I'm not doing anything if I don't get ready and I don't get dressed. So I just like doing all of that stuff, getting ready at the start of the day. It takes me about 20 minutes, not a lot of time. And it takes me a lot fewer minutes than it would if my kids were all around me, like knocking on the door, trying to get into my makeup, which is what would happen if I got ready later in the day. And it's easy to like refresh myself later in the day if I need to like fix my hair or whatever. But it's just nice to get that done at the start before my kids are even up. And that way I'm like ready for them. I just like feeling ready for my kids when they wake up. Like I'm not waking up with them. I'm not, you know, getting dressed with them. I'm already ready for them when it's time to devote my time to them. We're almost to the end. I promise, like I really don't think of my day like I have a bazillion routines, but when it becomes a routine, you don't have to think about it anymore. And so I would encourage you, if you have like very few routines and you're kind of just flying by the seat of your pants, pick one and start there and then add on. I didn't just come up with all of these one day and start doing them. I just was like, I need more me time, or I need more time to work. When could I fit that in? Oh, 4 a.m. I want to feel good when my kids get up. What could I do? Oh, I could get ready. When could I fit that in? And so it's just, I'm kind of redoing this every single day. I'm kind of looking at my day and how could I make it better? Not every single day, but when I feel like there's a part of my day that feels lacking, or I feel stressed, or I feel like there's something I'm not getting done that I want to get done regularly, I'm asking myself, where could I fit that in? When could I make it a routine so that I don't have to actually think about these things? They just kind of happen because I'm used to it. Kind of like when you get in the car, you do certain things before you back out of your garage. You open the garage door, you turn the car on, you make sure your kids are buckled. Like, you don't have to actually think about each of those things because they're already your routine. So making these different parts of your day a routine just takes off a lot of the mental load that we all carry, especially if we're homeschooling and working. That can be a really huge mental load. And so having routines that you consistently do, that you just do at certain times of day without really thinking, can really help. So another one for me is my cleaning routine. I am a self-proclaimed cleaning hater. I just feel like I really don't like doing things like laundry or cleaning or meal planning because they're things that I have to repeatedly do over and over, and I don't feel like I make progress. Like, I'll clean, but it's just going to get dirty again. I'll meal plan, but then the next month I have to do it all over again. So I like tasks where I can make progress and build upon and do things better and get better and better. So I don't really love things where I'm just going to keep doing the same things over and over and it doesn't really make progress. I love organizing because that makes progress in your home. But cleaning, not a huge fan. But I don't want to live in a filthy house. I don't want my kids to live in a filthy house. I want our house to be inviting for guests. And I am very affected by my environment. And so since I'm here all the time caring for my kids and working, I want a home that I enjoy being in. And that doesn't include dirty floors and dust everywhere and things like that. So that's just my little precursor to this. So my main cleaning philosophy is that I do the main things that should be done consistently, that I guess that I think should be done consistently, because there's different people who would say different things. I do those at the same time every week so that they become a routine. And then anything beyond that, I do when it's really bothering me. And I know that's not really a cleaning routine, but that's just the truth. So the main things for me are vacuuming, sweeping, mopping bathrooms, and dusting. Those are like the main things. And obviously like changing the sheets, washing the towels, that's more of laundry. Those are the main things that I feel my house needs every single week. Then there are things that should happen and do bother me eventually, like cleaning out the fridge, deep cleaning the oven, deep cleaning you know, things around the house, the baseboards, the doors, the windows, deep cleaning the pantry, you know, stuff like that, eventually bother me and I clean them. So that ends up being like, I do 1 to 2 of those a month just when they start to bother me, but I don't have a set time that I do them, if that makes sense, because it's not that big of a deal to me if it waits. So I tend to do, you know, the things that really are important to me that get done every week. I tend to do those the exact same days and times if I, you know, with a normal ideal week. So I vacuum a few times a week for sure on Wednesdays and Sundays. And then I will do, you know, kind of spot vacuum whenever it starts to bother me in certain areas like the entryway. Mopping I do on Sundays after I vacuum. Dusting happens usually every other week when it starts to bother me. The kids and I will kind of just go around and dust. The sheets I usually change when my girls watch a movie on Friday nights. And then my husband cleans the bathrooms on the weekend, which I love him for because I absolutely hate cleaning the bathrooms. And then I will go in and like spot do certain things when it starts to bother me. So your routine can also just be you do stuff when it bothers you. It's not a very good routine, but I'm just being honest of what works for us and giving you permission that you don't have to do like all the Pinterest cleaning routines, or you don't have to follow any of the routines I'm talking about today. Do what works for you. I'm just sharing what works for me and giving you permission to do what works for you, but also saying routines across the board are super good to have because it takes off the mental load that I can guarantee you we all suffer from to some degree. My last favorite routine is actually just having some me time at the end of the day. I think this is important to talk about. I'm not a big like self-care person because I think our culture has kind of gotten too self-obsessed. I do think obviously we need to take care of ourselves as moms, but you know, we're moms, we're caring for others. That's our role. That's, in my opinion, and the Bible's opinion, that is what women were created, a large part of what our lives are created to do. And I think there's something beautiful in that. But obviously, we can take that too far and neglect our own needs and then not be really serving anybody because we get burnt out or unhealthy or whatever it may be. However, I do think because I am a big planner, I find that if I don't plan in time for myself, I'm not going to take it or I feel guilty taking it. So for example, on the weekends, we typically, depending on the weekend, we are typically home during our three-year-old's nap. And that's typically when my husband and I get a lot of stuff done because she's sleeping and she's really the one that makes it hard to get a lot of stuff done normally because she's three and that's what three-year-olds do. They're into everything. And so that's when we clean the bathrooms. That's when we meal prep. That's when I will vacuum and mop. You know, he will work on different things. We'll get things done. That's when I'll like notice that the fridge needs to be clean and free and clean it out. But I feel guilty sometimes during that time, just resting or working on my bullet journal or doing something for myself because in my mind, I have created that as like a work time of sorts, like a homemaking time. That's not to say I don't ever, you know, rest during that time, but I sometimes feel guilty doing it because in my mind I've labeled it as a productive time. But what I like that I have done is labeled from about like 7:30 to 9 when I go to bed, that is me time most nights. Obviously, we have extracurriculars and things during that time a couple nights a week, but for most nights, that is my time to myself on the weekends. I get to stay up till 10 if I don't fall asleep on the couch watching Gilmore Girls at 8:30. Just being real. So I like having this me time that I have planned as me time because I don't feel guilty taking it. I don't feel guilty if I sit on my phone the whole time, which I try not to do. But if I do, that's what I do because it's my me time. I can do what I want during that time. I don't have to feel like there was something else I was supposed to do. If I want to work on my bullet journal, I work on my bullet journal. If I want to read, I read. And I obviously like this when I shower and do things like that as well. But I just love that there's no pressure on that time. And it's something I look forward to. I often fall asleep on the couch half the time before that time, like trying to read a book. And that's just what my body needs at that time. But it's just something that I can look forward to every day. I can plan it into my day. Like I don't write it down, but I just know during that time is my time to myself that I, you know, earned by being really present with my kids all day and getting a lot of stuff done. And now I can just have time to myself. Obviously, everybody's different. Some people are really productive at the end of the day. I just find I am not that person. I'm definitely more of a morning person when it comes to productivity. So rearrange this when it fits in for you. And obviously, like when you have teenagers and you're driving around and stuff, this may be a shorter amount of time. You may have to be more creative in what you consider your me time. Maybe you're sitting in your car watching a show or reading a book while you're waiting for your kid. And it may not be as meaningful of a me time as other seasons of life, but I think there's always little pockets of time most days that we can, you know, give back to ourselves a little bit or just do something we kind of want to do that we're not giving to everybody else. Those are my favorite routines. That was a lot. I hope this episode just kind of inspired you to look at your day, look around your house, look at your planner, look at your work day, what you have to get done, and think of how you can maybe make one or two of those tasks into routines that maybe aren't getting done as consistently as you want, or you're not finding time to fit in, or you just wish you could get to. How could you fit those into a routine? Even if it's just like a once a week thing, it doesn't have to be a everyday kind of routine or once a month routine. That's okay too. But just having it as a routine, planning it in, you may have to obviously actually write it down or set reminders in your phone or whatever to start the routine for the first like 21 days to make it a habit. But after that, it's usually smooth sailing. It'll just happen because it's become a routine. And then it's not something you have to worry about all of the time. And I really love living this way. It takes so much of the mental load off. It makes me a happier, nicer mom. My kids really like routine and they know when things are happening. So they're less likely to fight me on things because that's just the way our days go. And so they know certain times a day we do certain things, certain weeks we do certain things. And it's less of a power struggle with them for cleaning and stuff like that. I hope this episode inspired you and encouraged you. Would love if you would leave a rating and review so I can know if you're liking this podcast. And I would love if you would share with a friend. Thank you so much. Thank you for stopping by my little cozy home here on the internet. I pray this podcast episode blessed your life and helped encourage you. I would appreciate so much if you would leave a rating and review. And why not share this episode with a friend while you're at it? Make sure to follow me on Instagram as well at WorkLifeGlue for tons more inspiration and encouragement for fellow working homeschool moms. And don't forget to add a little fun into your day. Happy homeschooling. I'll see you next time.